Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Barbeque Nation Q4 and full year FY 2023 post-results analyst conference hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amar Kedia from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashashri. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the post-Q4 FY23 earnings con call of Barbeque Nation. We have the management today being represented by Mr. Kayum Dhanani and his team. I will now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we will open up the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. A very good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I take the pleasure in welcoming you to quarter four and full year FY23 conference call of Barbeque Nation. FY23 was a milestone year for Barbeque Nation brand. The brand crossed rupees 1,000 crore plus annual revenue to become the first Indian full-service casual dining restaurant brand to achieve this milestone. Despite the prevailing demand softness across the industry, we reported strong annual growth of 43.4% in our revenues and 49% growth in our EBITDA. As I reflect on the previous year, the team has executed well over our strategy. Our prime focus was Barbeque Nation India business, which has grown by over 40% compared to last year with 39 store additions. After almost 3x growth in FY22, our delivery business declined by 16% in FY23. While the order volume was relatively flat, the average order value declined. We launched a dedicated biryani brand called Dum Safar last year, which is gaining traction and has crossed rupees 2 crore monthly turnover. Toscano business continues to deliver strong SSSG, revenue growth, and margins. Similarly, our international business has delivered strong SSSG and EBITDA performance. As a leading food services company, we will continue to invest in our core barbecue business and simultaneously grow other brands. For example, Toscano is already very close to crossing annual revenue mark of rupees 100 crore. We also remain focused on continuously enhancing our guest experience through upgraded restaurant designs, elevating culinary experience, and further strengthening service culture. The benefit of these initiatives is evident from our all-time high guest satisfaction index scores for the year. We are also conscious of the prevailing weak demand scenario, our aggressive expansion over the last 2 years, and its impact on our latest quarter operating margins. Therefore, in the short term, we have reduced our new store opening target in FY24 to 20 restaurants. Our focus would be driving SSSG through increasing capacity utilization of our existing Barbeque Nation restaurants and selectively open 20 new stores across Barbeque Nation India. International and Toscano, however, if the situation improves, we will consider accelerating our growth plans as well. Our relentless focus over the past year has resulted in creating multiple growth levers for the company, such as Toscano, international business, and delivery vertical. We believe the share of contribution of these businesses will further increase in the overall revenue and profitability mix, which will further strengthen our position as a diversified food services company. With this, now I hand over to Rahul to take you through the performance during the year. Thank you very much. Over to you, Rahul.
Thank you, Kayum. Good morning, everyone. Our revenues for the year grew by 43.4% to rupees 1,234 crore, which was primarily driven by growth in dine-in business and offset partially by a decline in our delivery revenues. Our dine-in revenues grew by 61.6% to reach 1,066 crore. Delivery revenues for the year was rupees 165 crores, a decline of 16.5% compared to the previous year. While the delivery volumes were flat, the decline in delivery revenues was primarily attributed to the lower average order values. SSSG for the year was 27.5%, which was primarily driven by dine-in SSSG of over 40%. Against our target of 40 restaurants, we closed the year with 39 new restaurants openings, taking overall network to 216 restaurants. This includes 196 Barbeque Nation restaurants in India, 6 Barbeque Nation restaurants in international markets, and 14 Toscano restaurants. Consolidated gross margins for the year were 66.3% compared to 64.6% in FY22. Despite an inflationary environment, we were able to improve our gross margins as compared to last year, primarily driven by calibrated pricing growth and cost management. Reported EBITDA for the year was rupees 239 crores as compared to a reported EBITDA of rupees 160 crores in FY22. The reported EBITDA margins increased from 18.6% in the previous year to 19.3% in FY23. Our adjusted EBITDA margin, which is pre-Ind AS 116, was 10.3% during the year compared to 7% in FY22. In FY23, we reported adjusted EBITDA of rupees 127 crores and cash flow from operations post-lease expenses of 115 crores. In terms of our quarterly performance, we recorded a revenue of rupees 280 crores in quarter 4 FY23, which is an increase of 11.6%. This growth was primarily led by network expansion. Our SSSG for the quarter was -2.6%. Our dine-in revenues for the quarter was rupees 241 crores, an increase of 16.8%. Our dine-in business SSSG was +2.1% despite a suppressed demand environment. Our reported EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 42 crores with margins of 15% compared to reported EBITDA margin of 20% in quarter 4 FY22. Our pre-Ind AS 116 EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 13 crores with a margin of 4.6%. Our margins for the quarter were impacted due to a combination of decline in SSSG and higher mix of yet-to-mature restaurants. Out of total network of 216 restaurants, 154 restaurants were operating for more than 2 years and are classified as mature restaurants, and the balance 62 restaurants are classified in the new restaurant category. Out of this, 39 restaurants were added only in last 1 year. The core portfolio of mature restaurants continues to do well. In FY23, our mature portfolio generated annualized revenue of 6.65 crores per outlet, despite the prevailing demand, industry-wide demand softness. This is 5% lower than our expectation of 7 crores per outlet. The restaurant operating margins in the portfolio was 19% in FY23. We have also successfully created multiple levers of growth for our business. 6 years back, barbecue dining business was contributing to almost 97% of our business. Now we have added additional pillars of growth such as Toscano international business and delivery, which collectively account for almost 25% of our total revenues in FY23. Going forward, while Barbeque Nation India business will continue its growth trajectory on higher base, the new verticals are anticipated to grow at faster pace, resulting in further diversification of our revenue contribution across these levers of growth. At macro level, last few quarters have been challenging in terms of demand situation. Further, we have been aggressively expanding for last 2 years, which resulted in short-term margin pressures on our performance. In the short term, we have recalibrated our store expansion target to open 20 new restaurants in FY24. We'll be focused on driving same-store sales growth through higher volumes and higher capacity utilization. We continue to remain focused on enhancing guest experience through upgraded store designs, elevating culinary experience and service culture, thereby becoming the preferred destination for celebrations. On the back of urban initiatives, we are experiencing early signs of improvement in terms of month-on-month volume growth. We are closely monitoring these positive developments and hopeful of recovery over the next 2 quarters. Medium to long-term growth story of our company remains intact. Our growth going forward will be driven by SSSG and expansion-led growth for Barbeque Nation and Toscano business, calibrated growth for international business, coupled with increase in average daily sales of both UBQ and Dum Safar. Thank you. We can open the session for Q&A now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Kapil Jagasia from Nuvama Wealth Research. Please go ahead.
Sir, just rechecking with the restaurant guidance which you have given, 20 restaurants. So is this 20 barbecue restaurants and plus 5 Toscano restaurants and plus 3 international restaurants which you have given in the presentation, or it is 12 barbecue and plus 8 for the restaurant. So what would be the number? Can you please help me with this?
Yeah, thanks, Kapil. Today, we are looking at 20 restaurants consolidated, which is including Toscano and Barbecue International. But as you mentioned, you know, we'll watch this for a couple of quarters, and if things, you know, improves, then we can also create this target.
Okay, so these would be on gross pitch, right?
This is 20 new restaurants, yes.
Okay, okay, fine. And could you just help us with what all promotional activities the company has undertaken to increase the footfalls over the last 6 months or so? And has these had a positive impact on increasing footfalls for this April and May months?
Yes. So, like I said, there is a lot of focus on improving the guest experience. So, a lot of work has happened on the overall product side. In terms of promotion, we have rationalized pricing in some of the markets. We have also launched offers for our weekdays. Recently, we are running an offer called Happy Monday Tuesday, which is giving us very good results. We are also running beverage offers, you know, in few of the markets, which is you know 1+1 on beverages. And in some cases, which have got latest liquor license, we are you know doing promotional offers on the entire liquor bottles. So, so these are the few ones that we have taken.
Okay. And just last question from my side. Why extension kitchens have been closed during this last 2 quarters? So is the delivery channel like losing ground over here? As you know, this quarter's revenue run rate for delivery negates the pickup seen in last quarter.
Yeah, so as I've also mentioned in the previous calls, our extension kitchen strategy would work at a particular sales per store. One, delivery is a very challenging business in terms of margins. It can be accretive if you do it from your existing restaurants, but in the cloud kitchen model, it is very challenging unless a particular threshold of revenue is met. We saw over the period of last 2-3 quarters decline in average revenue sales. And therefore, we stopped that for some time. We are seeing some pickup in our delivery business, but we would restart the extension kitchen model only if we reach a particular target of ADS from that extension kitchen. Otherwise, the focus would be to utilize the balance 216 kitchens and try and grow ADS in that segment.
Okay, so what should be the quarterly revenue under for delivery volumes? Like, would 40 be the base here, or you know, it would be picking up towards 45-50. So, what should we take for FY24?
So, difficult to say. I think last year was around 41, but in the current quarter, in the first 2 months, we are already seeing good attraction. I think. My sense is for the entire year we should be looking at almost 200 crores, we'll wait for some numbers to come for maybe a couple of more quarters. But first 2 quarters are very good, so you know I'm just cautious about calling it out completely.
Oh, sure, that helps. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vicky Punjabi from UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Am I audible?
Yes,
Vicky.
Okay. Thanks for taking my question. Just, firstly, it's on the dine-in segment. If I see, I mean, I heard you saying that it's 2% SSG. To understand, you know, base year was also impacted by Omicron. So, you know, in the context of relative performance, how have we done against, you know, the other restaurants? Because to my mind, the growth should have been better at least given the base.
You're right, in terms of our channel checks from other industry players, unfortunately, a lot of them are not the numbers are not in public domain. But this was similar situations. You know, January still was okay, but February and March were pretty bad for the overall industry. So in line of that, I think 2.1% you know was a decent number.
Okay. Okay. And secondly, just on this pace of closures increasing in the last 6 months, I think we saw 7 store closures there. Anything to call out there on that side? And is that also leading to the moderation in the pace of expansion?
So two things there. So one is out of 7, around 5 of them are in tier 3 markets, right? So the tier 3 markets, one average revenue was lower and it was drag on profitability. didn't cross the threshold that we have for these markets. So that is one. And if you note, in the last 2 years, we had not expanded in tier three markets or tier two markets consciously, right? Because our growth is more skewed towards metro and tier one. So that is one part. The second one is a couple of malls closed in which we are present. So that's why we had to shut down those stores. In future, does it impact our store growth? Not really. I think in the short term, why we are saying we are reducing the target is because the focus today is driving same store sales growth from the existing capacity that we have created. I don't think just adding store networks will also lead to just doing your top line and EBITDA growth. I think in our journey also in the past, you have to keep growing and at the same time, keep consolidating so that overall metrics of each restaurant remains intact, right? So like I said, I think maybe a couple of quarters would be slow in terms of store expansion, but once we get this back, I think store openings are not difficult parts. I think we have for a continuous period, we added 10 restaurants every quarter, and going back to that number will not be that challenging for us.
Sure. So just one follow up on this. I mean, we are per se not worried about unit economics, and the store closures were just big pockets of issues that we faced. Is that how
I look at it? Absolutely. So if you look at the overall portfolio of say 154 restaurants, we still continue to do around 6.65 crores, right? I know we're looking at 7 crores, but given last two quarters or second half of last year was not that great. And in 5% revenue decline on that is easy to sort of cover up. So no, and on the unit economics model, I have actually no doubt at all.
Sure. And just lastly, I mean, this is related to corporate overheads. I think the YOY growth seemed quite sharp. I mean, if I have to just calculate from EBITDA margins and restaurant operating margins, anything on that is one off sitting there, or is it completely
no? So absolute number has not grown, but given the top line has come down, the percentage number would have grown. But absolute number are pretty much in line.
Okay, sure. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Vicky.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Harit Kapoor from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. So just had two or three questions. So I think, Rahul, firstly, if you look at the mature store number, specifically even, you've seen while SSG's declined slightly and dine-in SSG's actually grown, the profitability on the mature store has come off quite sharply. And this is at a time that gross margins were actually improving YOY. So would you attribute this entire, piece to operating deleverage because of SSG, or is there anything else also that we can kind of think about?
So this is largely, SSG, and in some pockets, there's also been cannibalization from a few new stores. Like I said, if you look at like-to-like numbers, then this dine-in numbers, dine-in SSG number is around 3.5%, subject to, in some cases, the store split or moving the number of stores from 1 to 2. But largely, the margin impact has been on account of operating deleverage.
Got it. So what level of, if you're already seeing, you spoke about delivery where you said, hopefully go to 100 crore kind of a number, which means you're probably seeing some of that traction already kind of coming through, which currently, you're at a 40 crore a quarter run rate, hopeful of a 45-50 crore run rate going forward, which right. means that SSGs will start to pick up probably from Q2 in delivery. Is that where we also start to see, pick up in overall mature store profitability, or, you still think that's a little bit away, going forward?
No, so there are two questions here. I think one is same store sales growth, right? Historically, same store sales growth has been driven by three factors, which is pricing, volume, and delivery now. Last year, the SSG that was given has largely driven by some price increase and delivery revenue growth versus the previous years. And I'm talking about 3-year CAGR, which is around 5.6, 5.7%. This year, my expectation is that the pricing growth will be lower. I think the SSG will be largely driven by volume growth and some SSG growth. So that will impact some positive on the mature portfolio margins.
Okay, got it. The other thing was on you know, expansion. I think you didn't mention that it's a two-quarter and then you kind of revisit it. You know, if this year also with the 20 stores that you are looking, restaurants are looking to do, would the mix be similar, like a 70-30 mix between Metro Tier 1 and Tier 2, Tier 3, or it would be more Metro Tier 1 focused given you've seen some pain points in Tier 2, Tier 3?
So I think Tier 2, Tier 3 will be lower. In the current 20 guidance, the Barbecue India, you know, we're only saying 12 as of now. We are looking at 5 from Toscano and 3 from International. Toscano and International obviously are in metro markets only. They don't even go to Tier 2 right now. And out of 12 Barbecue India, I don't see more than 3 or 4 in Tier 2 markets.
Okay, so the 20 is at a consolidated level, your guidance is 20.
Yeah, like you said, as of now, consolidated level, but we will definitely revisit this target after 6 months.
Got it. And you know, last question from my end is, you know, you've seen a significant pickup in profitability, you know, in Toscano. And in fact, you know, revenue per stores also seem to have, you know, sharply gone up, which is probably even ahead of pre-COVID levels when we had acquired the business. So just could you just speak a minute or two about what's happening there? Is it a lot of it pricing led? Is, you know, have table turns sharply increased? Just to spend some time there.
So the customer feedback has been absolutely great. This is largely driven by pricing growth is at par with what we've taken in other brands also. So pricing growth will not be more than 7-8%. Balance is led by increase in volumes in these, plus also increase in delivery. Also, the beverage segment is doing very good in Toscano. Toscano is expanding into other cities. This has historically been a Bangalore brand, and now going into you know, Chennai and Pune, and currently exploring also other couple of other metro markets. So the impact of new store and cannibalization in this market is likely lower. I think the business is absolutely you know, run in a fine manner, and we expect to continue seeing at least 25% CAGR growth over next few years.
All right, I have some more. I'll come back with you. Thanks for it.
Sure, thanks, Harit.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ali Asghar Shakir from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. You know, question on the outlook again. So, you know, if I got you right, you said that, you know, this quarter you saw some weakness in revenue trends and, you know, therefore we are also reducing our target of store addition. But you also mentioned that, you know, there are early signs of some recovery that you are seeing. So if you could just, you know, elaborate, you know, what do you mean by that early sign? I mean, you know, and how should we see the outlook in terms of, you know, revenue trajectory?
So if you look at our monthly revenues, the month, as I said, months of February and March were very low. And post that, the months of April, May have been gradually increasing month on month. And all of these are actually led by volume growth, which is a very good sign for us. But also, seasonally, quarter one is a good year, right? So our revenues last quarter, for example, have dropped to around 280 crore for the entire quarter. So the first target is to at least bring it back to around 320 odd sort of crore numbers, and I'm seeing that trajectory right now. But year on year, this is still low because last year first quarter was a very good base. So that's what I meant. I think while this quarter, couple of months are looking very good, and I'm very excited about how the effort that they've been taken has been paying off. But before calling it out, you know, complete you know, recovery, I think we'd like to watch it for at least 2 quarters to see how it performs before giving any firm you know, number or guidance for the full year.
Understood. This is very helpful. Just a quick follow-up here. So, if I understand what you mentioned correctly, are you seeing base effect as a bigger problem than actually month-on-month recovery? Basically, last year was way too good probably, and that's why we are seeing that, you know, base effect seeing an impact on our SSG, or month-on-month also things are not very great. And also, you know, what is the factor that will drive this recovery? Is it cooling of inflation, you think? Or particularly anything structural which is seeing an impact?
So mix of all. I think a base impact might work for quarter one, but overall, I think there was industry-wide demand softness. So if I look at my historical numbers, you know, pre-COVID, the mix of H1, H2 actually changed this year. Typically, in a quarter four, we are normally down by only around 3-4% of what we do in quarter three. And this is the data over the last 5 years pre-COVID. But this quarter, we're down by around 15%, which is in my view, normal. Also, quarter three numbers, typically we see around 12-13% higher than quarter two, which we didn't see this time around. So I think my sense is that last two quarters or second half of last year had been really low for the business. Obviously, that was also coupled by our store expansions. Over the last 15 months, we added almost 30% new capacities. So right now, as I see you know, things going, very happy to see the response in the first 2 months. But I think after maybe quarter one, the base impact will start playing out positively in our business also.
Understood. This is very helpful. Thank you so much. Second question is just on your store additions. So you mentioned you may revisit after, you know, a couple of quarters. What is typically the timeline you require, you know, for a new store? So if you revise, then, you know, will you be able to, you know, I mean, further add in FY23, or that may, you know, go into FY24? And is the impact so concerning that you may have to kind of, you know, revise your store addition, which is more a long-term strategy? And this last thing on this is that we are in somewhere about 81 cities, right? So given that we have a larger store size, broadly, if you help us, what is the number of cities you think you have a target, or, you know, a 3 or 5 year opportunity that we can, you know, grow into number of cities?
When we're saying that we look at opening 20 as of now, it doesn't mean that our evaluation criteria or our teams which is on the ground looking for good sites has reduced, right? I think what we're only doing is that tightening screws around some of the evaluation criteria right now, and we're saying unless the threshold is this, we'll not sort of contract that site, right? So that increased. Doesn't mean our pipeline will come down, or the active pipeline that the business development team has got has come down. So, you know, even within two quarters, if we start seeing the numbers that we want to see in terms of both top line and margins, then obviously we'll start putting more capital towards the store expansion target. I think I'm a long-term believer in the three brands or three segments of growth that we have right now, and we will start expanding on these areas. I think in terms of opportunity or the white space that we believe is there, is definitely available, and I still sort of think of looking at 500 number target that we have. I think recalibrating ourselves for a couple of quarters is only a sensible thing to do from capital allocation perspective at this point of time, and that's what we are planning to do.
Got it. Thank you so much. It's very useful.
Thank you, Ali.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kush Gosrani from InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just wanted to understand overall on the industry side, are we facing very stiff competition from a lot of these standalone restaurants as well in the casual dining space? Because the customer pool is the same that we are targeting nearly.
See, the competition is very localized in our segment. It could be in a particular trade area, and in some cases, it's like within a 500 meter radius of where you're operating. Yes, there are more and more CDR players coming in, but this is something which is not new to our business. We are seeing this pretty much in the entire 15, 16 years of our existence. I think what we are focusing on is our offering.
our experience. And like you mentioned, we are very happy to say that last year on our dining segment side, we have all-time high guest satisfaction scores. So the efforts that have been taken on the entire guest experience basis has been playing out. And also, I think the pie is large enough. There is room for multiple others player to sort of play. I think as Barbeque Nation brand, 1,000 crore top line is something which is which is good to achieve, but the scope is much more. And maybe more players can also achieve this this target. So net-net, I don't think Let's put this way, has the competition increased from what it was, say, pre-COVID or what it was 1 year back? No, I don't think so.
No, sir. And are you seeing any behavior change on the customer?
No, not really. I think our repeat business numbers are still very strong. I think we did whatever decline we saw was more from the new customer base. And repeat customer business coupled with obviously strong guest satisfaction scores are very encouraging for our business.
Sure, sir. And last question, sir. Will we be able to maintain the adjusted EBITDA margins around 10% levels going ahead, or we could see some improvement as SSG improves?
No, actually, 10% is not our base. I think we target to do around 15% in matured portfolio. And then we believe that there will be 1% drag from the new portfolio, which in the short term will be maybe around 2%. So I think my long term range would be around 13% to 14%. You know, this year around with the factor of whatever softening of demand and as it picks up, I think the business has the potential. The way the operating leverage has worked against us maybe this quarter, you know, and we have seen this multiple times, operating leverage working for us also in the past. So as we see some course correction in terms of our revenues per outlet, I think the margins will automatically start coming in.
Sure, sir. And one last bookkeeping question, sir. How many Barbeque India stores were opened in this year, in FY23?
We opened around 36 this year.
36. And how many were closed? Just in year?
Overall, full year, we closed 8.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your questions.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Percy Panthaki from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rahul. My first question again on margins, and we have seen many QSRs also seeing some impact on their margins in the last couple of quarters. But the impact that we have seen has been significantly higher. So we were doing margins of 13-14%. In the latest quarter, they have come down to 3-4%. So how do we look at your margins? I mean, you said that you're targeting 13-14% again going into the future. But what is going to drive this 1,000 basis points expansion from here? If you can give some clarity on that, please.
So, like I said, there is two impact largely. One is the negative SSSG that you saw, which is, again, operating leverage playing out. And the second is impact of new stores. Specifically in last quarter, you know, average revenue even for matured stores was hardly 5.5 crores, right? And that brought it down. But if you look at full year basis, we did still 6.65 crores. Which is around 5% lower than our target of around 7 crores. And on this mature portfolio, we did 19% core EBITDA margin. And I think the 5% revenue gap would impact our margins around 2%. So overall, 21% margin on this portfolio is intact. On the new portfolio side, out of 60 odd restaurants, around 40 of them are less than 1 year old. This specifically in this quarter were loss making as their overall portfolio, but on the stores which have already crossed 1 year, we are at around 8.5-9% EBITDA margin already, which is in line with our trajectory of year on year improvement in margins on the new portfolio. So by and large, I think mix of both improvement in your existing mature portfolio driven through SSSG and change in mix between old and new will drive this margin expansion per se.
Rahul, you mentioned that the mature portfolio instead of 6.6, I mean instead of 7, it's 6.65, that is going to affect margins by 200 basis points. So the total impact is like close to 1,000 basis points. So should I understand that remaining 800 basis points is because of the maturity profile of the stores sort of being tilted towards the new ones?
Also mix of high, what is the proportion of mature portfolio and the new portfolio. So this quarter it's around 23.77, right? Once it tilts again towards say 85-15, that will change.
Right. So basically what you are saying is that the mature stores sort of increasing 10 percentage points in the total mix will improve margins close to 7 to 8 percentage points. Is that understanding correct? Because that math doesn't seem to sort of intuitively make sense to me.
So let me revisit it. So our mature portfolio will do around 7 crores with 21% store level EBITDA margin. Our new portfolios will come to say around 10% EBITDA margin. And if this mix is say 85-15, we would be at around 16-17% from the mature portfolio and another 1.5% coming from the new portfolio, which is around 18.5%. And around 5.5% would be around corporate expenditure, which is around 13% EBITDA margin. So I'm sorry, I don't know if you followed this number.
Yeah. I understood. I understood. Second question is on the store opportunity. So you mentioned that the store closures that you have done are mainly into tier two and tier three kind of towns where the sales per store has been lower than what was expected. So I mean, our original thought process that we feel that the total store opportunity is like 450-500 stores. Does it still stand in light of the fact that the sales per store in the smaller towns is not ramping up to the extent that we expect?
So as of now, yes, the sales per store in small towns is not ramping up, and that's why if you look at the entire year, we haven't expanded much on tier two, tier three towns. And while you said 75% will come from metro tier one and 25% will come from tier two, tier three, the 75% base is still intact there. So that doesn't change our stores opening potential. What we're only saying is that over the period of last 6 quarters, we have added almost 30%. Maybe this right number is around 15% every year. On a very short-term basis, we are taking a small pause to course correct some of the performance on the existing mature portfolio and the new portfolio stabilization, and post that we'll come back to the same number. So does it mean that my overall opportunity for growth has reduced? No, I think there is one plus one is Barbeque Nation. We are also to look into account the impact of Toscano's growth that we play in and also international growth that we play in.
Right. And last question is on phasing or seasonality. Basically, if I look at the full year, the sales per store is 6.65, but Q4 on an annualized basis is much lower. And consequently, the restaurant operating margins also in Q4 are much lower versus what you have done in the full year. So this decline or this gap between Q4 and the full year, of course, there is a seasonality and Q4 will always be lower than the full year number. But in FY23, do you think that this sort of gap is higher than normal or it is a normal gap which you are seeing in FY23 as well?
This is definitely higher. So like I said, typically our Q4, difference between Q4 and Q3 is hardly 3-4%, right? So Q4 is typically 3% lower than quarter three. And this is based on 5-year data before COVID period, right? But this year that number is around 15% lower. Also, if you look at H1 versus H2, we are pretty much 49, 51 or something. But historically, in fact, this would be more skewed towards H1 in FY23. But historically, H1 used to do around 47%, H2 used to do around 53% for us, which are not played out in FY23.
So the reason is just a slack demand environment, or is there some other reason attributable to this bigger gap?
No, so I think it's only demand, and maybe to some extent on the blended number, our new store. Apart from demand, I don't see any other reason, right? So we track our, our guest satisfaction scores very closely. So I'm pretty fine with that. And also on the cost side, just to complete that thought, if you look at our absolute number, apart from food cost, between the two quarters, quarter three and quarter four, we have reduced that also by around 8%, despite the fact that we added 8 new restaurants this year. So I think it's just demand.
Right. So in which case, my only concern is that when we did this calculation of 6.65 and 200 basis points coming from there, plus portfolio of new restaurants changing, etc., we did all those calculations with FY23 full year number in the base. But the fact is that the demand environment right now is worse than what it has been for FY23 full year, and therefore the catch up from current levels is higher to that extent, which will be required.
Right now, as I said, my first two, say April or May months, we have seen improvements. Improvements is led by volume. That's a good trend. And if this continues also in H2, which is a typically better year for us, what we lost in say H2 of quarter three, the recovery will be far better. And on this mature portfolio of 6.65, just assuming a 5% SSG on this will give me to 7. And cost structures are pretty much under control. In our business, a 5% increase will flow at least 50% of that to your margins, right? So coming back to 21 should not be a challenge. So I'm actually very hopeful of this scenario.
Okay, got it, Rahul. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you, Percy.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pritesh Sheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Just two questions. One, if you could analyze specifically for this cycle, so especially this year, when you added about 15% store to your existing portfolio and the impact that you saw on the margin, vis-a-vis a situation where between 17, 18, 19, 20, those 4 years also, you had added a quite substantial number of stores to your network. So there, at that phase, there was a doubling of store in like 3 years. But the impact on margin did not flow through. So in this phase and what we see specifically for 23, what is the difference in your strategy and what were the impact areas?
So I think... while we added in the pre-COVID era 3 years, we also supported by supportive external environment in terms of demand. We didn't see our volumes coming down to the same extent as we saw in FY23. I mean, barring that, structurally, does anything change in our business? No, Pritesh.
Okay.
But if you, I don't actually, I can maybe sit with you post this offline to look at those numbers and try and give you exact aspects of these, but right now looking at those numbers and giving you a firm answer would not be possible for me.
Okay. And from your comments in the call, what you are eyeing incrementally is an improvement in delivery followed by recalibration of store expansion to about 10% of your network getting added instead of a higher number which you are initially thinking. Are these 2-3 changes sufficient enough for you to improve your margin metrics?
So, one is increase in volumes in our dine-in business, right? So that is the prime for us. I think that increase in volume will help us to also drive SSG. Our dine-in business and delivery business are not exactly same. So we're looking at also enhancing our delivery portfolio. So that's second. And third is also, stabilizing our new stores and reducing the impact of any new stores that might have on the existing portfolio in the short term. So those are the three sort of targets. My plan is very simple. Right now, we have seen margins declining in our overall portfolio, which means that there is a less cash flow generation that is happening. So instead of allocating more capital in just adding more stores, my first priority is to increase margins in the existing portfolio so that the cash flow starts flowing in and then maybe start looking at the expansion. Like I said earlier, adding new stores is easy. I can add 50 stores also in the current year. But I think the focus that the business needs is more towards existing business rather than burdening the team with also stabilizing the new store. So that is absolutely the short term, call that we have taken. And like I said, we'll revisit this after 6 months.
The new expansion of 20 store, have you taken care of non-cannibalization from it?
So, if you look at 20, we continue to look at around 60-70 stores which are in pipeline, right? It's not just the cannibalization, it's also a function of is there inherent demand, is there mall store, is there natural flow of traffic, what is the rental, what is the lease terms? So, multiple factors. I think cannibalization is just one part that you're referring to.
Lastly, how much of your margin performance impact in FY23 on your mature store would you attribute to cannibalization?
Look, the overall revenues on mature store is down by around 5%, right? Of that, maybe 1.5% would be cannibalization. There are some 7-8 outlets which are close to the existing outlets. But apart from that, it is reduced sales on these. So hypothetically, if we had 5% extra revenue from these stores, then obviously margins would have been positive by 2 percentage point.
Okay. And this 13% guidance that you or the calculation that you think for, do you think you'll be able to achieve it in 24?
24 looks difficult because there will be some stabilization periods for moving from new to old, and I'm talking about the full financial year. But like I said, if things improve, I think the business has potential to do that. We've done that in the past many times.
Okay. And lastly, what are you driving? What efforts are you putting to enhance sales in the mature store? What efforts, new efforts, or anything that you want to highlight?
So we spoke about some of the promotional activities. So we have rationalized price in few of the markets. We are working on our lean day sales, weekday sales. We have come up with an offer called Happy Monday Tuesday, which has given us very good results in terms of volumes. Obviously, the experience bit in terms of new store and look and feel, the customer experience, the culinary experience, all these are to mark. So these are, in some cases, we're also working on our beverage offers, which have given us good results. So it's a mix of all these, and, it's very market specific for each of these.
Okay. Thank you and all the best to you, sir.
Thank you, Pritesh.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Maithili Balakrishnan from Alchemy Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity.
We are not able to hear you clearly. Please use your handset.
Hi, is this better?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Can you help us with the cash flow pre-Ind AS? Just a sense of OCF and CAPEX?
So, full year, we did cash flow from operations of approximately 115 crores. Cash profit for the year was around 106 crores. CAPEX for the full year was approximately 145 odd crores. Out of that, 145, around 7 odd crores was on increase in capital work in progress. So balance full year, charge would be around 140 odd crores towards gross block. Of that, around 10 crores have gone towards maintenance, 10 crores have gone towards our biryani project and water project. And of the balance, 120 crores has gone to open up 39 new sites and around 3 renovations.
Got it. So going ahead into this year, what would be the sort of CAPEX expected, given that the number of stores has reduced quite a bit?
So if I look at just 20 stores, and maybe including some renovations which keep coming up, we would have maybe around 60 crores of CAPEX for this and other 10-12 crores for maintenance and 8 crores for other such new projects that might be. So overall 80 crores on a 20 store target.
Got it. And coming to delivery, right, just wanted to get a sense from you that, given that Dum Safar is something that we have sort of, obviously started and is probably getting rolled out into more restaurants.
Right.
So this AOV getting down or the overall UBQ per se, the contribution, is that under big pressure, and also like your view on how to sort of improve upon it, or how are you sort of thinking about it?
So AOVs have been stable now for almost last 4-5 quarters. We are at around 500 odd number. Transaction volumes were lower, definitely in quarter four also. So, and that's largely on
our
box
across
business.
Both the brands, yeah? Across
Dumpsuffer, no, Dumpsuffer is very young. So the base effect is very small right now. And as Kareem mentioned, Dumpsuffer has been doing very good month-on-month growth. We have already crossed 2 crores monthly number in Dumpsuffer across, we are now at around 140, 150 outlets. And the stores that we opened up in the earlier months are growing on a month-on-month basis. Plus, most importantly, the product feedback that we're getting, the overall rating that we have is far higher than what we had in our UBQ business when we started that, right? So I think as a brand, Dumpsuffer is already a 25 crore annual sort of brand. UBQ maybe is a 100 crore brand. So like I earlier said, our DNA is largely dine-in. We are new to delivery business. We have a lot of catch-up to do. But overall numbers, Matthew, I think I'm happy with the, while the numbers look lower, I'm happy with the rating improvement. I'm happy with the product improvement that has happened on the delivery side. And maybe it will take few more quarters or years, but we're on the right track in terms of building our delivery business. And why we keep saying our delivery business, because our delivery and dining business are not same, right? Unlike QSR, where the product is same, in our business it's actually incremental revenue stream for us.
Got it. And in terms of this April and May improvement, could you sort of just give us a sense of, you sort of did try to sort of listen, but in this, like, what is dining like? What is delivery like? Is delivery also picking up on a month-on-month basis? Just some more color on this would be useful.
So as compared to our previous quarter, we have seen improvement across both dine-in and delivery. Pretty much at the same level. So there has been almost month-on-month improvement of 15-16% in April and May.
Got it.
And both are improving, both delivery and dining.
Both delivery and dining are sort of picking
up.
Got it. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Gaurav Jogani from Axis Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Jogani?
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Gaurav.
Yeah. So the question is with regards to, that you have been doing good businesses earlier in terms of the day parts as well, I mean the weekdays. As well as, you had a strong traction from this IT crowd as well as the business people. So how is the traction there? Is that still continues to lag versus the pre-COVID levels? Any color on that front?
So volume-wise, yes, I think maybe the hybrid structure is the new normal now, but we are now starting to look at creating new pockets of demand on the weekday basis. And that's why when I talk about Happy Monday to offer, we have brought it at a level which becomes very attractive to position for a lot of, friend segment, family segment, or some segment which could not come to us on weekends and happy to come to us for dinner on weekdays for their celebrations. So that has come up. But on the core IT side, that still continues to be lower than the pre-COVID numbers. But I think now we are not looking at our business from that perspective. I said this is what it is. So how do we now create new pockets of demand?
And my next question is with regards to that, as you mentioned, you have also taken some cost-saving measures over the past 6 months. So you said that, while the stores have increased by 8%, all your costs are still down by 8%. So in a scenario, when you see the demand coming back in the future, do you see the margin profile, can even go back versus the earlier periods, given, the cost structure will now be more leaner?
Yes. That could be there. So, like I said, what negatively impacted us in the year because of lower sales, I think we have seen also impacting us positively because of higher sales. So, if demand comes back to the same levels that we were, this will definitely impact positively on margins.
Sure. And my last question is with regards to the overall demand scenario. I mean, while you alluded the fact that you have seen a month-on-month improvement during the months of April and May, and I think some bit of this is also going to do with the seasonality because Q4 being weaker and Q1 maybe will generally be better. But if you see on a steady state basis, how would you rate this demand? Are you happy with this, or you still like this to go further up from here on?
So from where we were in quarter four, this is obviously better, and if this continues for the rest of the year, we are in good place. So that's why, like I said, I'm happy to see the improvement in the first 2 months, but very difficult for me to call out how this will pan out, for the rest of the year. We're obviously seeing some cooling off of inflation. We're also seeing, volumes coming back, but it has to sustain in future, quarters. Which is, while I'm, let me put it this way, I'm more positive than it was maybe, one quarter back.
Sure. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you, Gaurav.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Harit Kapoor from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a follow-up on the cost side. So, we had this inflationary challenge about in the last fiscal. Just wanted to get a sense of where we are on key costs, input costs, and also when we are looking at this SSG growth, bringing it back in F24, are we saying it will be entirely volume driven or any pricing you expect to initiate in F24?
So on the cost side, on the meat basket, I think it's stable. We haven't seen significant changes upwards or downwards. So that's I think that will remain at the same level. In terms of our price increase, we are not looking at any price increase, and in fact, as I said, in some markets we have rationalized the prices. So in the short term, my focus is to increase volumes rather than just price. So at least for the next couple of quarters, I'm not looking at any price hikes in the business. To that extent, maybe we might have some marginal impact on our gross margins, but overall SSG will be largely driven by volumes and some bit of delivery.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you, Harit.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question for today. On behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.